This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when we're going to be joined in a few minutes by Hugo Gurdon, who is the editor-in-chief, a very eloquent editor-in-chief for the Washington Examiner. He's written a brilliant piece analyzing Republican primary big tent or big top. Which one is it? We will be speaking to Hugo Gurdon. It does seem that there is a circus-like aspect to so much of our politics and to so much of the discussion, and the apocalyptic nature of the rhetoric on all sides regarding not just the Republican primary, but specifically the indictments. It's now plural. Against President Trump. We will get to that, and we will also get to why is it necessary, if we have Pride Month, to make this an area where there is something approaching a people talk about a culture war. Well, this is like now a battlefield on the culture war. It is outrageous to hear about Target, which has been subjected to bomb threats all over the country. There are more than 15 states where they've had bomb threats at the Target stores, and they, in fact, think it may be organized, and in which case those people should be prosecuted. You can't make bomb threats because you don't like a line of clothing. And yes, I understand you don't like this line of clothing because it specifically is intended to appeal to LGBTQ plus people. And but however, if somebody else likes a line of clothing that you despise, is there any other kind of clothing that you would specifically feel so bitter about, so angry about, so offended about that you'd be threatening to bomb a store? And now there is this. It says Starbucks is denying union organizers' claims. We're Starbucks again. The union organizers' claims at Starbucks say that Starbucks has been banning Pride displays in its U.S. stores in the wake of Target and other brands experiencing a backlash. That backlash, by the way, has cost Target a great deal of money. I mean, the patronage of the store has gone down. People have bought less. So it doesn't even work as a commercial strategy, the emphasis on going maybe overboard with observance of Pride Month. But Starbucks Workers United, the union organizing U.S. Starbucks stores, says store managers around the country have been curtailing or removing displays during the month-long celebration of LGBTQ plus people. In some cases, the union said managers told workers that Pride displays were a safety concern, citing recent incidents at Target where some angry customers tipped over merchandise and confronted workers. Okay, then there's this from a school district in Burlington, Massachusetts. The headline, this is from WHDH Television. Parents and community members spoke up at a meeting of the Burlington Select Board Monday after an incident at the Marshall Simons Middle School last week. The incident happened on Friday when Principal Carrie Purchase said some students had independently organized a counter message to Pride Spirit Day. This became evident in the lunchroom where several groups of students wore red, white, and blue, or black, including face paint. Purchase said stickers, banners, and signs were also torn off walls and crumpled into water fountains. Groups of students were heard chanting, USA, USA are my pronouns. And students glared intimidatingly at faculty members showing pride. Purchase continued. Students were shamed into removing their rainbow pride stickers or covering their clothing with rainbows. A parent who was there for the community meeting on Monday said, I thought Burlington was a safer place. Purchase, the principal, said she received some feedback that the counter message was in response to the school not recognizing the observance of Memorial Day. Purchase said the lack of recognition for Memorial Day was an oversight and said school officials apologized to students on Monday. Well, of course they ought to recognize Memorial Day. I mean, really? This is part of the story that came from Burlington, Massachusetts. 4.5.
Displays of intolerance and homophobia are unacceptable.
This type of intolerant rhetoric starts in the home.
Parents angry at town hall over intolerance at Marshall Simons Middle School. Kids were asked to wear rainbow clothes in honor of Pride Spirit Day, but some organized a counter protest wearing red, white, and blue or black. The principal sharing a statement to families that Pride posters were ripped down, stickers ripped up. Some students chanted, USA are my pronouns, and students showing pride were intimidated.
It was an unruly disruption, in fact, that was organized ahead of time.
While some parents were upset, others say it was overblown.
Some of the kids threw the stickers on the ground. But, you know, I can only speak for my daughter. She didn't want to wear that to school. It's not that she wanted to hurt anybody's feelings.
She says her daughter felt coerced to participate in the Pride event and was offended by some of the messages, like this quote from Tennessee Williams.
Human heart cannot be straight. It is curves and winds. And my daughter just kind of said, you know, Mom, that's offensive to me, who I am straight.
Okay, again, it part of what is going on here is the idea that in order to achieve enlightenment with our children, you have to propagandize them into a full month honoring Pride and LGBTQ people. And again, a full month, and they forget about Memorial Day, which they didn't have in that television report. Purchase said their lack of recognition of Memorial Day was an oversight, and she said school officials apologized to students. Respect for the observance of Memorial Day and respect for the LGBTQ community are not mutually exclusive. I think what we need to do is to turn down the temperature and instead of talking at each other, look each other in the face and talk to each other, hear each other's concerns, complaints, and try to walk a mile in someone else's shoes. And I think that would go a long way, said a select board member, Mike Espejo. I think it will take some time. It takes a lot of hard work and conversation. Conversation about what? I mean, again, rudeness and ripping down somebody else's posters, if the posters have been accepted as by the school administration. But the idea that there would be more of the administration concerned with Pride Month and Pride Spirit, whatever that means, day, than honoring the people who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Well, that's a shame. It's just one of those cultural issues that is going to play a role in the Republican primary, which we'll be talking about with the editor of the Washington Examiner, coming up on the MedVet Show.
the greatest show on God's green earth.
This is American leadership at its best.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a brand new candidate for president. And no, it's not a joke. He's the governor of North Dakota. He's going to be joining us on the show coming up on Friday. But that's part of the array of people, some of them extremely qualified, distinguished, substantive. And I think that's true of Governor Grudem of North Dakota. But it's also true of Hugo Gurdon, who is the editor-in-chief of the Washington Examiner. He's former editor-in-chief of The Hill, previously served as an editor and reporter at the Daily Telegraph of London and the National Post of Canada. So he's been all over the English-speaking world. Hugo Gurdon has written a piece about the plethora of Republican candidates, each of whom is raising money, spending a great deal of money, and they all have to get 40,000 different contributors to qualify for the debates. The primary so far, your verdict, Mr. Gurdon, I know what your verdict is having read your column, but maybe you can explain.
Yeah, well, look, Donald Trump is obviously far and away the leader at the moment. He's got at least double the support of the next closest contender, who's Ron DeSantis, and considerably more than that, a big multiple of the support of anybody else. The point that I make in the column is one which I made back in December when I implored Republicans not to run, is that, you know, back in 2016, Donald Trump won the first, just got only a plurality, less than half, less than 40% of the votes in New Hampshire and in Iowa and in the early states. And yet he rolled up the competition because the competition split the non-Trump vote between themselves. And we've got a primary now where, you know, you mentioned Doug Burgum, but I mean, there's Larry Elder, there's Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, there's a couple of business guys called Ryan Binkley and Perry Johnson, some of whom you've never heard. Now, they may make no mathematical difference, but there are some people like Mike Pence, who's apparently got about 7% now. And, you know, it may be that Tim Scott and Nikki Haley acquire some percentage points. And each one of them is trying to be the non-Trump candidate. At present, there is only one realistic non-Trump candidate, and that is DeSantis. And the more people who join the race, the more chance there is that Donald Trump has of winning the primary. And then, although one, you know, the bet might not be absolutely a solid one as it once was, I still would bet that Donald Trump would then lose to Biden.
Which again, is the entire prospect of a Biden-Trump replay just strikes many people, me included, as deeply, deeply depressing. What about the idea that Ron DeSantis has been having a very tough time? He's run into some stormy weather. A new YouGov poll shows Trump further ahead than ever before, ahead 51-21 over DeSantis. DeSantis has plenty of money, but is there a chance he could duck out of the race and maybe make room for a more viable non-Trump alternative?
I don't think so. He has, as you say, had a pretty tough 6 months since he won his landslide re-election victory in Florida by nearly 20 points. Up until that point, he'd hardly put a foot wrong for several years, but since then he has put a foot wrong more than once, and it hasn't been a good 6 months. But I don't believe that there is any other viable candidate. You know, we're still a long way from the election, but we're, you know, it's by this time next year, one can probably assume that the that Republicans will have made up their mind and have picked their nominee. No one is sort of emerging over the horizon as a possible alternative to Trump. So I just don't think that it is there. But there's the other point that, you know, is it possible that DeSantis would bow out? No, I think that there was a bigger chance, possibility, that he wouldn't enter the race this time because he might judge, look, why get into the race against, Donald Trump and perhaps alienate his Donald Trump supporters when he's only a young man? He could easily run again himself in 2028 when the White House would be vacant. He decided that he was going to run because, given all the hype about him and the fact that he was apparently at his, he was catching a wave back in last November, the talk about him entering the race has been, huge, and he ran the risk of looking kind of like he was ducking a fight. And, as someone who wants to present himself as, and I think somewhat realistic, he is a kind of political tough guy, he doesn't want to present himself, doesn't want to duck a fight. So I think that he had to run now. If he were to bow out now, I think that would be the end.
And what about the possibility, and given the fact that there are probably more indictments to come for Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. or in Atlanta, that it just becomes unsustainable after a while? Or are you of the school that the more that he's indicted, the stronger he gets?
No, I'm not of that school. I think that he has played up the indictments, but there is some poll evidence of the margin between himself and others narrowing. He's still a long way ahead. There was a poll out the other day, and I can't cite you chapter and verse, but it was like Donald Trump had 43% and DeSantis had 22%. So, in fact, he wasn't quite pretty much double DeSantis, but not quite. Certainly the gap was narrower than the 50-something to 20-something that you just cited. So I think that as people absorb, frankly, what are very serious charges in the latest indictment, even though one can hold the view at the same time that this is politically motivated and should not have, and these charges shouldn't have come forward, one looks at the evidence in the indictment and one sees an extraordinarily reckless and reprehensible behavior from the former president. And I believe that more people will look at that and say, well, irrespective of how badly he was treated and how unfair certain things were in the way that the Democrats treated him throughout his presidency and indeed before it, why would we choose a man of this caliber when there is actually a pretty good bench there? There is actually, there are a number of, as you said,
Mr. Gurdon, can you hang on for a few moments to continue the conversation?
Yeah.
Terrific. Good. We will be right back with Hugo Gurdon, the editor of the Washington Examiner. His piece is posted on our website, michaelmedved.com. Republican primary, big tent or big top? Coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump has returned to his summer residence in New Jersey after a series of events. Within the past 24 hours, Trump flew to Florida, was arraigned on federal charges related to allegedly storing classified documents at his home, and subsequently returned to the tri-state area to continue his re-election campaign. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending Special Counsel Jack Smith in Donald Trump's federal indictment, stating Smith's commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
He has assembled a group of experienced and talented prosecutors and agents who share his commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
Trump and his allies claim the indictment is politically motivated. The Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in more than a year. The central bank put a pause on its aggressive rate hikes that were used to combat inflation. This ends a string of 10 consecutive increases. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, speaking to Hugo Gurdon, the editor of the Washington Examiner, editor-in-chief, and former editor-in-chief of The Hill, and an editor and reporter of the Daily Telegraph in London and the National Post of Canada, looking at this remarkable presidential race where for some reason, we all seem fated, doomed, locked into a dour duopoly of two elderly gentlemen. It's a Grumpy Old Men sequel, and of Donald Trump and Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. So, in terms of alternatives, you have a generous sentence in your column about Tim Scott and about him being a real talent, but he hasn't caught fire. Do you think Tim Scott, who is a candidate who interests me, what would he need to do in order to develop some traction and to get at least in the first tier and into the varsity competition for the presidency?
Well, I think that he would have to, it is an odd thing to say, I think that he would have to display some anger. The thing about Tim's very appealing campaign at the moment is that it's all aspirational. It's very optimistic. It's upbeat. He can say, you know, he talks about his own rather extraordinary life and the fact that he has managed success. It's all very upbeat, which is attractive, but it doesn't capture any of the alarm or the resentment or the you know, serious disquiet that traditional and conservative people across America feel about, and anger that they feel about what is being done to their culture deliberately by a kind of post-Marxist and woke activism. You know, you could say that President Trump, former President Trump, has, as it were, too much of that resentment. But in order to really engage, I think, a lot of people now, you can't just be kind of, it can't just be mourning in America in the way that, you know, it was possible for Reagan 40 years ago. There has to be a sense that the candidate really gets the fact that people are sick and of what is being done to the country. They're sick of the lies that are being foisted upon them and the demand that they assert things which they know not to be true, which is what the woke culture is doing. And, you know, then it's with that, to some extent, that you strike a chord. You strike a chord by showing that you understand all of those sorts of feelings. It's great to offer aspirational campaign and, you know, here's what you can do for a positive future and, you know, economic growth and, you know, good things for your families and the American dream and all of that. But that alone at the moment does not capture what is a fairly gloomy mood in the country. And I think that, so, you know, Tim Scott is he's a very smart guy. He's very, very good on the stump. But I think that part of his passion can't all be upbeat and sunny. Some of it has to be, you know, we're cross about this. We're angry about this. And we're going to stop it in its tracks. We're going to fight. And I don't think he's got quite enough of that.
Fascinating. What about any of the lesser-known candidates? I mean, again, who are very substantive people. Asa Hutchinson was a brilliant federal prosecutor and state prosecutor, and then member of Congress and successful two-term governor. Nikki Haley is an interesting prospect. Especially given the negativity which President Trump has aimed at Governor DeSantis, do you think it is still sensible that people are considering him as the only really viable Trump alternative?
I don't think that he should be regarded as the only one, but I do think there are substantive people. But you mentioned, for example, Asa Hutchins. Yeah, substantive person. He's been a governor, a member of Congress, a prosecutor. But, you know, as it were, who was asking for his candidacy? Like, or Doug Burgum. It's like there are people, okay, I happen to know who Asa Hutchinson was and have reported on him one way or another and seen him over the last 25 years or so. Most people, if you say that name, you know, have just never heard of him. I mean, if you say Doug Burgum, you know, North Dakota, no one's ever heard of him. You know, you're starting from absolute zero with some of these people. And so, you know, sure, I mean, Nikki Haley has some accomplishments, but she doesn't have the fire to inspire. You know, she's, you know, kind of sometimes sort of wants to split the difference. And I think that certainly the time has come where these candidates, if they want to beat Trump, have to actually fight him. And they are still, most of them, not doing that. They are afraid, with some justification, of losing the support that he has. And, you know, with the danger that they win the nomination, but then the diehard one out of every four who absolutely love former President Trump will not go to the polls, and then they'll lose to the
Democrats. Or that President Trump would run as a third-party candidate, which you've got to admit is a real possibility.
Yes, I don't think that there's any I don't think that there's any self-serving tactic that Trump would not would avoid. I think that he might well do something to wreck the chances of the people in his own party. It's one of the reasons why one of the stipulations that the RNC has for people in the debate is that they will agree to be loyal to whoever emerges as the candidate. And I think that that's probably mostly aimed at Trump, because
it's a way to get him not to participate in the debate, which takes him away from having to face Chris Christie.
Well, that's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about it that way. Perhaps that's, as it were, helpful to him. He won't get via the debate, and he can't be skewered by Chris Christie. I don't know whether that's a help to him or not. I mean, President Biden showed that you can win the presidency by being invisible. Not that Trump is likely to be invisible.
Again, it's always not a judgment of one person. It's a question of choice. And the idea that the Republican Party should actually be forced into what would be a very close race, the polls all indicate, with either DeSantis or with Trump against Joe Biden is upsetting. One of the things that is worth thinking about is, okay, what happens after this presidential race? But we'll talk about that another time. Hugo Gurdon, editor-in-chief of the Washington Examiner, a great pleasure having you. There is a revision of Tim Scott's reaction to the Trump indictments. We'll get to that because it's significant. I think that Tim Scott is a significant candidate, or will be at one point. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVet and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Michael Medved Show, there is a focus, it seems to me, in the Tim Scott campaign. And it's probably a sensible focus, but who knows? In this political year where there are so many unpredictable elements and so many currents and cross currents, the focus that I discern in this particular campaign is an instinct that Tim Scott has to drive up the middle, to not go outspokenly on one side or another. And with the biggest issue in the Republican campaign appearing to be how you feel about President Trump, he's not trying to come across in competition with, say, Vivek Ramaswamy, who has said that he is President Trump's biggest supporter, and he's challenged all the other candidates to commit ahead of time to pardoning President Trump in the event that he gets convicted in any of these multiple indictments that he is facing. Of course, by the way, they can't pardon him for the New York State indictments because that's a state matter. That's not a federal matter. But for the federal charges he is potentially facing in Washington, D.C. after this, who knows about pardoning President Trump? So one of the challenges for Tim Scott is how do you keep that optimistic, gracious, positive attitude that he's trying to make his brand, which it seems to me a lot of people would respond to in this country if they open their minds to it a little bit less of the anger that Hugo Gurdon was talking about. And the story from the Post and Courier in South Carolina, in Spartanburg, is basically that Republican presidential candidate U.S. Senator Tim Scott called the federal indictment of former President Donald Trump, quote, a serious case with serious allegations at a June 12th campaign appearance, while also condemning a justice system he said was targeting and hunting Republicans. he said, as Americans, we have to have a justice system where the Lady of Justice wears a blindfold. Scott told reporters following his Spartanburg appearance, where he rolled out a list of endorsements by very prominent South Carolina politicians. Senator Scott said, what we see today across this administration of President Joe Biden is a double standard. That double standard is both un-American and unacceptable. You can't protect Democrats while targeting and hunting Republicans. Scott said he recognized that the case against Trump is serious. He was asked if he would pardon Trump if the former president were convicted. Scott said he didn't want to speculate on a hypothetical question. The query came after fellow Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy said he would pardon Trump. Ramaswamy, as a vice presidential contender, I think there are other more prominent people who probably President Trump has on his list, not including Mike Pence. But all of this came out at a time when Chris Christie, though there's this huge surge and wave of sympathy for President Trump, facing on the night before his birthday this reality of multiple indictments, Chris Christie came to Fox News and minced no words. The former governor of New Jersey said this.
Failed leader. We gave him a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and he failed. He failed us, Bill. And he failed us by losing the House, by losing the Senate, and by turning over the White House to Joe Biden and the most liberal administration and an effective administration since Jimmy Carter. Is that the type of leadership we want, or do we want someone who is governed in a blue state, showing that he can win independent voters, got 61% of the vote for re-election in a state like New Jersey as a Republican, and worked with a Democratic legislature to get pension reform, to fire the Camden City Police Department, leading to a 75% reduction in the murder rate, and gave more educational choice than in any blue state in the country, more charter schools and choice in the city of Newark. And did that with a Democratic legislature. Is that what we need in Washington, or do we need Donald Trump whining, moaning, and making everything about him? He doesn't care about the American people, Bill. He's putting himself first. And if you watched that speech yesterday at Bedminster, where's he talking about America and the American people and their concerns and their needs? This next administration, if Donald Trump's president, will be all about retribution for him personally. Is that the show we want to watch? Is that the rerun of The Apprentice we want? It's not what I want.
It's a strong pitch. And by the way, Chris Christie is right about his record as a governor. His record as governor was outstanding. And he was never found guilty of malfeasance or anything criminal or even blameworthy on that Bridgegate issue, which did such terrible damage to his public image. Lindsey Graham, on the other side, talking very much as a very outspoken Trump supporter, even though he and Trump had been at war. You may remember Lindsey Graham was one of the Trump's competitors in 2016, not anymore. He warned about any further indictments for President Trump. This is clip 15.
To be selective prosecution. So President Trump has every right to defend himself. I think politically it probably makes him stronger in the primary. If the special counsel indicts President Trump in Washington, D.C. for anything related to January 6th, that will be considered a major outrage by Republicans, because you could convict any Republican of anything in Washington, D.C., and I fear that's where this is going, as sort of an insurance policy.
Okay, basically, the idea that if Trump is indicted for anything related to January 6th, that will be considered a major outrage. Does Lindsey Graham consider it an outrage? And he's a smart attorney and somebody with a lot of good legal experience, but does he consider it an outrage or inappropriate that Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, was sentenced to 18 years for organizing January 6th, and that people close to President Trump and President Trump himself as yet have received no blame for it at all. Is there some blame that ought to fall to people who were rallying to try to bring thousands of people to Washington, D.C. To stop the process of certifying the election? I mean, the idea that President Trump should be off limits for further indictments when the January 6th thing, it was not a beautiful day, as the president insists. It was a tragic day and a terribly sad day for our country. Asa Hutchinson spoke on the idea of pardoning President Trump. This is the former governor of Arkansas, clip 11.
What do you think about some of the fellow Republicans who are also running for president, who are promising pardons for President Trump, former President Trump? Do you feel that that's appropriate?
It is wrong. It is unjustified. It is a bad precedent. They're politically pandering to get votes using the federal pardon power. So, no, it incenses me as somebody who's had to use the pardon power as governor and respects that power as president, and you don't use it as a campaign wedge issue or a campaign tool. So I'm offended by that as someone who loves our justice system in America, and it's wrong for candidates to be promising that, whether it's to a former president or whether it's to an average Joe that's out there. You just don't do that during a campaign. I want our candidates to show more courage and to speak out about this and provide leadership.
That's Governor Asa Hutchinson. So what about the leadership provided last night? Not many people heard the address, the birthday eve address by President Trump. They also sang happy birthday for him last night. We'll play you some highlights of what President Trump had to say. And there's an epic vote on homeless rights in San Diego, of all places. We will get to that story and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.